cut it, and then you tie it up in
bundles.
And then you put the bundles together in
sheets, or in they put a dozen together. It was chalks.
Okay. Now, when you put the shock together, you put a dozen together, you probably put 10 of them down at the bottom. And then what do you do with those other two?
Well, you put them on as caps.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called anything other than caps?
No.
Did you ever hear them called rudders?
No.
All right. And if you have, wheat could you get from an acre?
You mean thrice wheat?
Yeah.
Oh, that varies.
Well, what would you say would be good?
Well, in my day, way back in the day, they didn't fertilize much. If you got 10 bushel, you thought you had a pretty good crop.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, with the type of wheat they have, well, they'll get 35 and 40 bushel. I think one time I must have got 50 bushel, but that's unusual.
Now, with oats, when you're talking about oats, how's that?
If you had so many sheaves of oats, if you just feed them in the sheaf, you know, but they don't do that as much anymore. They thresh them and they combine them.
Okay. And you're talking about how tall someone is. You'd say he isn't as tall as. Talking about yourself in relation to somebody else. You'd say he isn't as tall as.
No, Daddy.
Would you say as tall as me or as tall as I am, probably?
Tall as. He's not as tall as I am.
But I'm not as tall as.
As my son.
Or is he? Okay.
Both of my sons taller than me.
Okay, so you'd say, all right. But you'd say I'm not as tall as, say, one son. I'm not as tall as him, or as tall as
My neighbor.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think my sons are 5'10", both of them,
mm-hmm.
And I'm about 5'4½".
Mm-hmm.
My father wasn't very tall, man.
Every generation, they seem to get bigger.
Yeah.
You'd say, I'll do that for you if you want, but you ought to go over and see him, because he can do it better than...
Than I can.
All right. And if, how about these... If you're talking about a group of people, you want them to return, you say, I hope you... come...
I hope you'll be back with us, or something like that.
Would you ever use y'all?
Yeah. Not very good English.
Well, that's okay. That's not the point. That's, it's perfectly good English.
Yeah.
You'd say, what would you say?
You all come over to see us.
All right. Would you ever use that for just one person? If you're talking to Doug?
Yes, I believe we have. You know, is in the sense plural or single.
Uh-huh. And so sometimes you use you all for one.
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Well, yeah, some people just use it extravagantly.
Right.
Everything's you all, you know.
All right. And how about if you're talking to several people about their car? Would you ever say, is that
you'd say your car.
You wouldn't say y'all's car.
No.
All right. And if you wanted to know everything that somebody said, you might ask, what did he say? What? Did you ever use what all did he say?
Yeah, it's not best English.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's not, this isn't an English test. I want to know the kinds of things that you normally use in everyday, conversation, that's all. And how about if you want to know everybody who was at a party, you might say, who?